Cecilia arrived at the shuttle port in a foul temper. It had taken forever to get a ground car out to Marcia's place, and she hadn't been about to take any favors from Marcia. So she had endured a long, bumpy, dusty trip into the shuttle port. Traffic crowded the road going the other way. It must be some local holiday, with early closing. But once in town, clogged streets delayed them, and she was afraid the shuttle port would be just as bad. She had tried to call Harris, but Sirkin was uncharacteristically vague about where she was, only saying she wasn't on the yacht. Cecilia didn't care where she was. She just wanted to be sure they could leave when she reached the station. She forced a smile at the ticketing clerk, glad to find that she wasn't at the tail of a long line.
"Any room on the up shuttle?"
The clerk looked surprised and worried both, but clerks often did. His problems were his problems. She had room in her mind for only one thing, leaving Xavier far, far behind.
"Yes, ma'am, but..."
"Fine. First class, if you have it, but anything will do."
What she really wanted was a long shower, a cooling drink, and a good supper. Depending on how long she had to wait for the shuttle, she might eat here, although she didn't remember the shuttle port having anything but machine dispensers.
"But ma'am, you don't want to go up right now."
"Yes, I do want to go up right now. I have a ship we're leaving."
"Oh, you're leaving the system from the station?"
"Yes. I'm Cecilia DeMartos, and my ship, the Sweet Delight, is at the station. We'll be leaving for Rotterdam as soon as I arrive."
"Oh, well, in that case, let me see your ID, please."
Cecilia stared around the terminal as she waited for the clerk to process her ID and credit cube. Beyond the windows, a shuttle streaked by, landing. She had timed it perfectly. She glanced at the clerk. He was talking busily into a handset. Checking her out? Fine. Let him. She was sick of this place. The shuttle came into view again, taxiing to the terminal. A ground crew swarmed out to it. Cecilia peered down the corridor to the arrival lounge. Finally, a door opened, and people started coming out, a hurrying stream of them. More and more. More than she had thought the usual shuttle held. When they got closer, she realized they looked scared.
"Has the radar shown up again? Is that why Harris doesn't answer?"
The clerk tapped her on the arm.
"Lady Cecilia, here. A first-class ticket up to the station. But I've been advised to tell you that you really should reconsider. I can't say your round trip. If you change your mind, you may not be able to come back down. There's an alert. This is the last shuttle flight. They're evacuating."
Cecilia accepted the ticket.
"I'm not planning to stay there. When's departure?"
"As soon as they refuel and turn her around. You may board right away. And I'm afraid you'll have to hand carry your luggage."
"Not a problem."
She hadn't brought much. She could carry it easily. She heaved her duffel onto her shoulder and started down the corridor. She noticed that no one else joined her. In the first-class cabin, the crew were scurrying around picking up trash. The seats had been laid flat. She wondered if people had been crammed in side by side on them. One of the crew looked up, startled.
"What are you... You have a ticket? A ticket up? Are you crazy?"
"I'm going to meet my ship, which is departing. Don't worry about me."
She unlatched a seat back and pulled it upright herself, then stowed her gear on the seat next to her. If she was to be the only passenger, she saw no reason to worry about regulations. Then she heard other footsteps coming and started to move her duffel. But it wasn't passengers. Instead, a line of men in some kind of uniform formed down the aisle and began passing canisters and boxes covered with warning labels hand to hand. Cecilia leaned out to look down the aisle and see where they were being put, and nearly got clonked in the head.
"Excuse us, ma'am, if you could just keep out of the way."
Cecilia sat back, wondering what the labels meant. She vaguely remembered seeing markings like that on the things Harris had installed in her yacht.
"If you could just move that."
Someone else handed her duffel over. She sat with it on her lap and began to wonder just what was going on. On the seat where her duffel had been, one of the men placed a heavily padded container labeled Fuses, Danger, Do Not Drop, and strapped it in as carefully as if it were human.
Don't bump that."
She smiled back automatically before she could wonder why or ask anything. The men turned and began filing out. The hatch closed, and she felt the familiar shift in air pressure as the shuttle's circulation system came on. A crewman came back from the front of the shuttle and smiled at her.
"All set? You might want to set your stuff on the floor. It might be a bit rough. Last chance to leave if you're having second thoughts."
She was having third, fourth, and fifth thoughts. but she still didn't want to get off the shuttle and go back to Marcia and Poots, or anywhere else on this benighted planet. Surely, when she got to the station, Harris could get her out of whatever problem was developing locally. Besides, it would look damn silly to back out now.
I'm fine, thank you. I suppose it is permissible to use the facilities?
Yes, but we aren't carrying any meals on this trip. If you need water,
I know where the galley is. I can serve myself. Or you, if you want.
Great! Stay down until we're clear.
Whatever it was, they were in an almighty hurry. The shuttle hesitated only briefly when it turned at the end of the runway, then screamed into the sky. She supposed, since the usual visual display in the first-class cabin wasn't on, and the heat shields covering the portholes wouldn't slide back until they were out of the atmosphere. Nothing happened on the trip. She used the facilities, found the ice water and a bag of melting ice, offered the pilots water, which they refused, and foil-wrapped packets of cookies, which they accepted. She rummaged in the lockers, finding a whole box of the cookie packets jammed into a corner, and a card with "Meet you at Willie's tomorrow night, 2310, on it, in swirly flourishes of green ink. In the top left-hand locker, a pile of coffee filters tumbled out, and she gave up the search for anything more interesting. She shoved the coffee filters back behind their door and opened a cookie packet. They could call it Special Deluxe Appetizing Biscuit if they wanted, but it tasted like the residue of stale crumbs in the bottom of a tin. Cecilia decided she wasn't that hungry.